Blog Talk Radio.
Return to claim the pyramid. Pardon on the mothership. I am the mothership connection. Get down in 3D. A life here groover. If you hear any noise, ain't nobody but me and the boys. Turn the motherfucker out.
Y'all ready to get down out there?
If you hear any noise, dipping your hip and come on to the mothership.
Doing the loose booty. Give me a little more foot up here.
The home of the P-Funk, the bomb. I bet your memory bank don't forget this funk. Swing down. I've been swinging.
headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Well, they call me the big pill. A Dr. Funkenstein here, the disco fiend with the monster sound, the cool with the bump transplant. My hip bone connected to my thigh bone connected to my leg bone connected to my ankle bone. Oh, I get so hung up on bone. A Dr. Funkenstein here, preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the motion of hip. Bang! You play with it. So excuse us a minute while we play with it. Dig. Disco beam with the monster sound, the cool goo with the bump transplant. Play with it, baby, play with it.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and I have Brother Eddie with me. Brother Eddie, you with me? Brother Eddie?
Yes, I am. Had myself on mute. You know that. So
okay.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
Great. Good. How are you doing this evening?
I'm well, thank you, and yourself?
Oh, I'm doing great. Cannot complain.
Good.
Cannot complain. So all I can do is maintain.
Yeah.
Maintain my health and my good spirits.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm maintaining. Yeah, so.
Good.
Oh, before we get started, as normal, let me bring in the family and give them kudos as we do each and every week, starting off with Ashe to the ancestors, namaste to the elders, love and honor and much respect to the family and listening audience for your time and space, but most of all, this portion of your life that we are sharing together. It is greatly and always appreciated. Thank you, family. And special note, you know, everybody knows now that Blog Talk is constantly messing with certain shows. I'll just say it that way. So last week it was technical difficulties dealing with Blog Talk not letting certain shows on last week, which, sad to say, but we've been talking about it for several years now. It's going to continue and get worse as time goes on because there's too much happening, too much being exposed, and too much being revealed. So, again, they're trying to keep ahead of this tsunami that's getting ready to hit them because that's what's getting ready to happen. So, family, keep doing what you're doing. And, again, by the end of class, we will go back to a previous show that we call Simple Solutions or Just Solutions. We need to start working on viable solutions, you know, that we can share and that we can use, especially as soon as we get off these radio airs, you know, and get back to our living, we should be able to use some information that is pertinent to your life or situations or whatever you might be going through so that we can start this and stop looking for the answer that we are. We are the answer. If we are truly the ones that we've been waiting on, what are we waiting for? So it's time to, as we say, organize, but it's to get self-organized first before we come together as a collective. You know, because again, as we've been talking about America being a corporation, then America looks at us as being dead. This is why when we talk about capital letters and see the caps on mail that's sent to you and we see caps on gravestones everywhere, that's referring to corpse, corporation, corpse. So we will stop being part of the walking dead, the zombie apocalypse, as it's been referred to also. But let me digress and let's get to class. So, Sister Antoinette, since we talked last and had our last class 2 weeks ago, do you have any current events that you wanted to share with the family?
Yes, I do. Today,
okay.
Round two, almost 3 o'clock. Look, because I know because it, I was afraid it was going to interrupt my soap. There was a shooting that happened in Philadelphia. It was the end of their celebration, Ramadan. Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah, Ramadan.
Ramadan, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Several people were injured after the gunfire broke out at the end, as I said. It occurred around 1 o'clock or so. Two, almost 3 o'clock. It was 1,000 people, the police said. The holiday marks the end of Ramadan, Islam's holy month of fasting. Two factions pulled out guns and started shooting at each other at the outdoor gathering, according to the Philadelphia Police commissioner. Around 30 shots were fired, he said. A 22-year-old was shot in the stomach during the gunfire, and a juvenile self-transported to a hospital with a gunshot wound in the hand. Both are in stable condition, he said. An officer at the event also shot a 15-year-old boy who was allegedly armed with a gun. The teen was shot in the shoulder and leg. The officer recovered the firearm and transported the teen to a hospital, he said. A child also fractured their leg when they were hit by a responding police officer's car. Five people have been arrested in connection with the shooting. They include the 15-year-old who was shot by the officer, as well as four suspects. Three juveniles and an adult who fled the scene with guns, according to police. Five weapons were retrieved overall, he said. Okay, so that's the gist of it. So, you know, again, another shooting during a weekday and during daytime hours. I mean, they're getting bolder and bolder with these shootings. And, you know, to do this again, which is their holy holiday, you know, but any holiday, you know, I mean, any time. You know, what in the world are we doing with 15-year-olds having guns and, you know, just going and shooting up a place? I mean, what's going on? And, you know, well, I mean, whenever we say, you know, what can we do to fix it, and everybody always points to somebody else. You know, well, this group should be doing this, this group should be doing that. Well, what are you doing? What are you doing personally? You know, what, you know, we got to stop, you know, looking for other people. And, you know, but what is you as an individual, you know, me as an individual, what am I doing? You know, I mean, it has to be something that we can do, you know, as individuals and as a group. Okay, I'm sorry, Brother Eddie. I cut across you.
No, no, that's no problem. I cut across you. You hadn't finished what you were getting out and putting into the atmosphere, into the ether, into the air. You know, so yeah, that's great what you said. And first of all, before we even get into what we should do, everybody remember what Antoinette just read dealing with this particular article. And remember, the title of this class is AI versus CSI, which I should have mentioned first. But we all are assuming what AI is by what they have given us. But again, we are the creators, and we create what we want by what we say. So along with AI being artificial intelligence that everybody has probably thought about, we're looking at A being aware and I being ignore. That's the balance that we're at right now. We're either aware of what's happening around us, or we're totally ignoring it. And versus CSI, again, most people think it might be the crime drama that comes on. And that crime drama, CSI, stands for crime scene investigation. For us, CSI stands for common sense intuition. See? Because even with that, this is how we tackle the problems and everything that we're going through. by using common sense, by using critical thinking, and using common sense for me, because again, our common sense relies on everything that encompasses us, the individual. So for me, having a background in the Nation of Islam in Chicago, and to be young and not to be a former member, but always going during the weekends with my father back in the 60s and 70s. How is it that a very well religious organization with a background of militancy, also with a background of order, was these individuals plants? Because again, in the Nation of Islam, or dealing with Ramadan and ceremonies of this sort, you know, they don't allow their members, and even when they're dealing with the public, they still had the old-fashioned pat-down where they were their own security, and they would pat you down to make sure you didn't have a weapon. So, again, I haven't been dealing with the Nation in over 30-some-odd years. So, again, I don't know, but I would assume from my bringing up in the Nation that it would still be very similar. So to hear something like this, I'm led to believe right away that somebody is involved that is not a true part of the Nation, was just there for the gathering or there to start a lot of nonsense. See, because the brothers and sisters from the Nation are too disciplined. If we had, as a people, half of the discipline they show in that particular religion, not being religious but being disciplined, 50%, we'd be 50% better than we are right now. So, again, I read between the lines, between the sounds, between the music, there's notes. So I'm in between all of these things that, again, when we get a story, it's just like an opinion. And an opinion is just like an asshole. Everybody's got one. So when we reading anything, we reading from somebody's viewpoint, somebody's version. You can go to another news source, read the same story, and you'll get something a little bit different. But again, just hearing what you read leads me to believe right away. Because again, we're already pushing the paradigm that's manifesting in front of us. How many times have we been saying, been hearing, it's getting crazy out here? It ain't getting crazy. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Again, family, we manifest what we speak. We haven't truly taken hold of that concept that a lot of this stuff that we're going through is that we basically perpetuate it. We keep it going. Once they throw the shit on the wall, throw whatever they throw on the wall, we take it and run. Like, for instance, when we'll talk about it a little bit more in depth, dealing with this eclipse. Most people that were looking at the eclipse don't even know what the eclipse is. They don't know what it's about. They don't know what is really happening in the cosmos that we're most people are viewing here on Earth. But when I return to it, I hope that we didn't get caught up in the show and we missed the class. Because in retrospect, I've been talking about this for the last 3 years at least, dealing with all, every darn celestial event that happens. We know when it's happening, that's good. But even if you didn't know, you, if you're vibrating properly, should feel the energy of all of these celestial events that happen, even every full moon that we have. Every full moon. And the next full moon, by the way, will be on the 23rd, family. And this full moon will be called the pink full moon. You can read up on these things and get your understanding that you extract from what you're reading, along with what you hear in these classes that we share and other classes that you tune into. But we've been duped into spectating, going out looking at the full moon, going out doing this, going out trying to see the eclipse. No, we are a part of a whole, and we are part of the eclipse that happened and will happen every full moon, every new moon, every wax moon, every waning, everything that happens, we're connected to it. But when we can't remember, we forgot. Or we've just been put to sleep, where now we feel that we must spectate. We must look up using the attention of meditation, of feeling what's being given during these celestial occurrences. So we'll get back to that and get back with you, Sister Antoinette. But yeah, with that Ramadan and Muslims, anything that happens within the nation, I'm very suspect, because again, I've dealt with a few religions in my lifetime where in my younger days I was basically members of certain church, be it Baptist, be it Christian, be it Catholic, Muslim. So I have a variety to pull from. But out of all, the Muslims were more disciplined and are still more disciplined today than any other church that I've attended. So for this to happen, like I said, it's somebody infiltrated something, somebody came there on a whim with somebody else who might have been a member of the nation, they wasn't, but for them to not have a search and a pat-down, I'm like, okay, who's slipping? Or who's zooming who?
Yeah, they didn't say that the shooters were Muslims. They just, you know, these,
okay,
you know, teenagers, you know, I guess, you know, at
event.
The park, they came in the park. I mean, I don't know how that goes.
Right, this is what I'm saying. See, we don't get whole stories, but for them to put the story out there and to leave it open like that, by saying it's an event of Ramadan dealing with the Muslims. Well, that puts a bad mark on the Muslims, regardless if it was somebody in the nation or a Muslim or not, because they didn't verify, the story didn't verify that these people, we don't know if they were a part of it, if they came up in there and just started the mess, or, you know, however, they didn't give that. You know, they just,
right.
After it was the Ramadan, you had shooting. This person got shot. This person got shot by the police, a 15-year-old, this, that, and the other. And it's no, again, detail. And it leaves a lot of people up to speculations, just like spectating. We start
yes.
speculating.
Yeah,
and that usually gets us.
Yeah, I was watching it, and they had police forces from three or four different police forces that came to assist with this. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was, they had it that was really bad. And then the, you know, the young boy that, you know, got shot by the police officer and then was arrested. And, you know, then they talked about a toddler that got shot that's not in the article, but when I was watching it as it was unfolding on the television, you know, they were talking about a toddler that I got shot as well. So it was, you know, things that were not in the article that, you know, was going on at the time of the news, you know, when it was
okay.
at, you know, when they break.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's, as they say, more details to come. Things are still unfolding.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, we, they, and
but
a lot
I know
of times
when they first break into something and you hear it the
mm-hmm.
first time, that's when you get more of the truth than what you get later, because later they, you know, get the doctoring.
True. They tweak it and this, that, and the other, but
yeah.
like I said, every time you turn to another channel or you turn to somebody else's article, you get different angles that you didn't get from the previous one that you heard or read or wherever you got the source from. So, like I said,
yes.
we have to be, and here's going along with the solutions. We have to be careful of what we eat. And I'm talking about food, brain food. Or
mm-hmm.
food for thought, because that's the brain food, is the food for thought. Even in fellowship, those of us who are fellowshipping with others have to be very careful of the information that we pass along. Because, again, a lot of people don't hear information and take the time to look it up. Take the time to investigate whatever they heard from a friend, from a family member, from television or whomever. They hear it, and we start the rumor mill starting. We start the gossiping. We start the hearsay, because that's what we're spreading, hearsay. We haven't taken the time to make sure or to collaborate. It's different if the information that you get from a news source or an individual or family, if they are basically bona fide in the information that they give. They have a 80-90% track record of being on point, of being correct, of being right along with the truth. Those are the people that you can give a pass to where you don't have to necessarily and go check behind them. But how many of us know those type of people? Is few and far, very far between. But then it's those that you know that when they give information, they've taken the time out. They did the work. So you don't have to do the extra work unless you want to. It's not saying don't do it, but you know what you have to and what you don't have to do when you're getting it from particular sources. So we have to be careful when we are taking in information, hearing everything, listening to TikTok back and forth, listening to YouTube, listening to Twitter, other social media, Facebook, Meta, whatever they want to call this up today. We have to step back especially before we start the rumor mill flowing, before we start to pass the information on, we need to be more precise, more detailed in what we are giving, and not to have, oh, I don't know what happened here, but somebody shot somebody that killed somebody else. What? Wait, wait a minute. No details at all. I forgot this, that, and the other. Stop it. Too much energy, too much time. Wasted. That's when time becomes important, because this artificial time that we're living by is artificial. But when you waste even what's artificial, AI, we get caught up. We get trapped. So, again, go on to the next current event before I continue.
Eddie, I gave the best that I could. Now, I watched it unfold, and then I found the article on it. I didn't go to YouTube or anything else telling you what I saw.
Oh, I wasn't directing that towards you, my love. No, I was telling us as a whole, you know, to be careful what you did a great job with that, you know. And like I said, that's not pertaining to you directly. It's pertaining to all of us who hear certain news articles, and we don't do any research, but we regurgitate what we've heard. You know,
okay.
We don't even go to see if another site gives us the same story or if it's a little off from the first one, but the basic description is the same. But if we get something that one story is way to the left and the other is way to the right and the other one is way up top and the other one is way down bottom, something's wrong. Something's wrong.
Yeah.
So that's what I was talking about, not you directly. You gave exactly like you said what you saw and what you read, you know, because you even started off with you was hoping they didn't mess with your soap opera, whatever you was getting ready to watch.
Yeah, my
you know,
soap. I watched one soap opera.
Right. So, again, interfering with your programming. Hey, you know, you was like, what not happen now? What not? And then you listen and you.
Because they always break
notes.
In during my soap. Whatever goes on is always at my 3 o'clock soap opera, and I'm like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. All right, well, this
I don't
know anything about, so I'm just going to tell y'all, and y'all that are sports fans, y'all would know. But Dallas police issue an arrest warrant for Chiefs Rasheem Rice,
R-A-S-H-E-E. Okay, I don't know. Okay, yeah, you can spell it.
Yeah, R-A-S-H-E-E, Rice over crash. An arrest warrant was issued for Kansas City Chiefs, the Rice wide receiver. He's a wide receiver, in relation to a car crash on a Texas expressway last month. Rice, 23, was charged with one count each of aggravated assault and a collision involving, I'm sorry, y'all, I need my glasses on. I don't know why I don't ever have my glasses with me, involving serious bodily injury and 6 counts of a collision involving injury. Police said Wednesday Rice was driving a Lamborghini and Theodore Knox, 21, was driving a Corvette on North Central Expressway in Dallas. Police said the drivers were shoot, I'm sorry, y'all, were speeding. They lost control of the vehicles and crashed into four other vehicles. Knox 21 faces the same charges as Rice. The passengers and the vehicles were not charged. Four people were injured in the crash. Okay, I'm sorry, y'all. I really need my glasses. Rice apologized and wrote in Instagram that he took responsibility for his involvement. Okay, Brother Eddie, I got to grab my glasses. Well, what do you have for that?
If I'm not mistaken, as you were reading, it broke back to this incident that I saw, and it was about 2-3, maybe 4 weeks ago.
I was looking at some
news program or something. When I do look at it here and there, and I happened to see it, they actually had it on video. Somebody else's traveling had a dash cam, and they showed the Lamborghini and the Corvette, and they were racing. They were freaking racing, and they hit these cars, and excuse me, family, these MFs got out the damn cars and left them and walked out down the expressway. Didn't see if anybody that they hit was injured. Didn't check on anybody. They caused the accidents and didn't check on nobody and just left the vehicles like they wasn't going to find out who vehicle it is, with license plates, with VIN numbers and all. You know, it was just, when I saw it, it was stupid, because I'm like, and you got all these brothers walking past the vehicles they hit, ain't checking, ain't looking at nobody, putting their heads down like, again, yeah, some celebrity, some sports figure, you know, trying to hide as they're walking past, because they don't know who's got cameras in their cars or who's using their cell phones to tape them. But yet, you know, caused this because of sure ignorance, playing with these weapons of mass destruction, these high-speed vehicles, you know, and then you cause this, and then you walk away like you had nothing to do with it. You know, if anything, that's what they need to be charged with, walking away from the scene of an accident.
Yeah.
You know, because, again, that show, I mean, no respect, no nothing for life. And you are professional football players. I think the Chiefs, if I'm not mistaken, just won the Super Bowl. And you going to clown.
Oh,
and this is the type of shit that we look for with so-called champions in their profession, acting as reckless as this young boy, because you gave me my number. He's 23. Damn, I'm like the five. Why it's got to be somebody stupid representing the five? Mr. Rice, representing the five, you know. So, no, but for me, when I saw it, you know, I didn't even know who was who or what was what. My first, I was just appalled by somebody having an accident and leaving the scene of the accident. Now it's a crime because you don't know who you hurt, who you might have killed, or what might have happened because of what you initiated, you know, racing down the expressway. So, yeah, I saw that, you know, and as you was reading, like I said, we brought it back, and it was just, I was pissed off, you know, because I'm like, what if that was me in one of those cars they hit? What if it was my mom's, my family member, a friend, or whatever? But, you know, it ain't got to be. You just in the wrong. You just totally in the wrong. You know, so as far as that, I ain't got nothing else to say about that other than whatever they get, they deserve, because, again, it ain't no way you got the money that you got, you making, you supposed to be I can't even think of the word.
A professional.
Right. But as far as for children and people that look up to you, you know, you're supposed to be a role model. That's the word I'm looking for. You're supposed to be a role model and do the right things, especially in public. What you do in private is you. I don't care what you're doing in private, but you in public and to endanger people's lives because you playing. And again, the first thing that I'm thinking that they got away from the accident is because they had drugs or they had alcohol on their breath, they had whatever. They trying to get away before the police come in and get them a breathalyzer or smell them or see what they got in the vehicle, so they left the scene. You know, that's my first thought, because why are you going to do something like that unless you're trying to hide something? Y'all got guns that you don't supposed to have. They're not registered, so you know, got your backpacks and whatever and put the shit in your bag, and you getting away from there as quickly as possible? See? So, no.
Yeah.
No. No. So, yeah. But that's that. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say we have Sister Paris who has her hand up.
Okay.
But finish your thought, and then we'll bring Sister Paris in.
No, I was basically finished with that. Like I said, for me, whatever the system decides to give them, because, again, that, again, shows just how much when we're talking about solutions, and these are people that have that type of financial pull, that power that they could use. And like I said, all of our sports figures – be it big name, LeBron, Jordan, Magic, whomever, ain't did shit. None of these bastards have did nothing with the money for the community as a whole. Understanding, y'all give Lou $10,000, $20,000, $100,000 here and there, but it's tax purposes. Y'all ain't doing this shit out of the good of y'all heart. Y'all doing this as businessmen. Stop the nonsense. See? So, again, while we are on ourselves about doing what we could do, we got to put those who have gotten in a place where they supposed to, and I'm saying that. I don't give a hoot nanny anymore about what they don't supposed to do. No. If you don't use your money to help, use your voice to make a difference. And they ain't doing that, see? So all of them can kiss my behind. I wanted to get indignant. But no, you know, you ain't got to spend a penny. But open your damn mouth. Speak the truth. Do what you're supposed to do to help your brother and your sisters out here. Or better yet, since you are professional, help your fellow man.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't got to put color on it. Help your fellow man. Do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And ain't none of them doing it. They're keeping their mouth shut to constantly get paid, whatever they're getting paid.
Yeah.
And then to turn around and do stupid stuff like that. He's 23 years old. He's supposed to have a mentor on the team that's looking out for him. But I don't even know if they do that shit anymore, where you have older players who take the rookies under their wing and help them along to deal with the money that they're getting, buying expensive cars and doing stupid shit. See, that lets you know this is why what's happening in our community right now ain't panning out. Because, again, we still asking what we can do. And damn it, most of us know what we can do. We know what we did and what was dear to us coming up and what worked with us and what didn't work with us. That's the example.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what your mama did that didn't work and what your mama did that did work. You know what your daddy did. You know what everybody in your village did that worked. We're acting, ain't getting paid for it, but acting like we not forgot these things.
Yeah.
Some of these
things my mom still got with me up until the day she left here.
Oh, yeah.
And I was 35.
We put these things away.
34, 35.
Yeah. Hey, see? And we put them on the back burner and put them out of our minds and then start asking, what can we do? You knew how it was as a child that was done to you that you said, I ain't going to do to my child, but I'm going to do this and that so that they will be better and have more than I did. We still got that in our heads. We want this world, we want our children to have better than what we had.
Yes,
but we ain't doing the work. We ain't, yeah, but we ain't doing the work as the mature adult.
Yeah.
Mature. See, we playing grown up. And grown up ain't nothing but a child who's grown up, has not matured yet. That's why you hear a lot of seniors say, I'm grown, you can't tell me nothing. Stop the madness. You still living. You a student. Still learning the truth. So anyway, let Sister Paris in so we can actually get started with class and go over some of these things.
Okay, Sister Paris.
Yes, ma'am. Greetings, family.
Greetings, Mother AZ.
Greetings.
You know, Brother Harris, I heard you, everything that you said. I saw that article, and I said the same thing about the guy. I'm like, what? I mean, you know, and the five, I noticed the five as well. And I'm like, that's ridiculous. That is, are they putting something in the air, in the food, even in the new car smell, programming that car so their mind would do stupid shit. I mean, stupid stuff. What is really, really going on here? You know what I mean? And no, I doubt whether they have mentors. When I saw that too, I'm like, where are the older people? And then I got to thinking, it's nobody. It's nobody. It's just about the money. And everything that you said about that shooting, I said that too. I said, something ain't right with this. Something ain't right. And then when you read it, Sister Antoinette, it took me back to one of my friends who was in the Nation of Islam. It's all on the internet. You can find it. She was murdered up in Martinsville, Virginia. And her store, and her tuxedo store. And I couldn't believe it. I had a bone scan at Baptist Hospital in Winston-Salem. And when I got back to my apartment in High Point, I was getting out of my clothes, and the news, something said, turn the news on. And there it was, Lisa Maverick. And her two babies were toddlers sitting in the blood. And where was her husband? Where, you see, like you said, Brother Harris, you know, they are the Nation of Islam. They're supposed to be on top of stuff. And something didn't smell right when you read that and when I saw that. I don't know if I sent it to you after you had saw it on the news, Sister Antoinette, but I said to myself, something smells about this. Why, if that was Ramadan and you know, like you said, Brother Harris, they be checking. You know, when you go up in the mosque or you go up in a function or whatever, the women over here, the men over there, they be checking, okay? So something doesn't smell right with any of this. And thank you. That's all I had to say. I'm just listening. I don't know if we can make a difference, and we got to do another show about this, about things, because when they took my child, when DSS took my child at 10 years old, and she's going on 53 now, or 54, I didn't know it at the time, but that was the beginning of a lot of things that I'm being made aware of as far as trafficking and the Department of Social Services and all of this, including the military. They're all involved. And I reached out to my mayor not too long ago. I live here in Sierra Vista. He's the first brother that was ever invited to be mayor. He's a retired general, colonel, or something. I'll send you the bio. And this is what he said. He doesn't want to get involved. He says, go to the boys and reach out to the boys and girls club, Miss Paris. And just today, a colonel on the police force went to the shooting of a 13-year-old child that was in the car here. I thought it was in Phoenix. It wasn't. And I said to myself, why is the colonel investigating this in Phoenix? Come to find out, it was just up the street. Here in Sierra Vista, 13-year-old child making a TikTok video, and some kind of way his buddies in the car had a gun and it went off, and that little 13-year-old child, Robinson is his name, he's on the other side now. It's something getting ready to happen and bigger than people can handle. And Sister Antoinette, just like Brother Harris, Brother Eddie Harris said, he's taking care of his mind, body, and spirit. And Sister Antoinette, that's what you and I must do, because and pray and keep these shows rolling as much as we can, because it's going to get on. More than it's on.
Yes,
that's
it
all
is.
I can tell you right now. Thank you, family, for allowing me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Harris, for what you do. A lot of people don't roll with the numbers, but I sure as hell do, and I give thanks as best that I can, sir. Thank us. Peace.
Thank you. Brother Eddie, I believe this one is Miss Kim. Miss Kim?
Yes. Blessings. How are you all doing?
Blessings,
well,
Miss Kim.
Good. I had my hand up, but you all were in the first page because I didn't want to forget it, but I did write it. Well, I put it on my laptop, and I got to get back to it.
Oh, good.
from what you all were talking about. But I want to say about what you're talking about right now.
Yes, ma'am.
No weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. I'm claiming it for my Valley of the Grand Bones family. I'm claiming it.
Well, thank you, Ms. Kim.
For my family.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. But I want to tell you all that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I don't care who it is. You know, when I was real young, somebody told me I should feel sorry for the people that consider themselves white supremacists. You say, what do you mean? Because they've been deceived. They have been deceived more than anybody. More than anybody. And they've been used. And that's what we've got to realize, where the battle really is. We're actually not against flesh and blood. The other thing I want to say is, I sung for Savior's Day for Elijah Muhammad more than once.
Mm-hmm.
I've sung it for Mr. Paragon more than once. They were here in Detroit the year before last. Might have been last year, but anyway. I was really disappointed because I've always admired the nation of Islam and their discipline, their dedication, their integrity. I always admired them. That's why they believe in, what's his name, God? Is that who they believe? No, not God. What's the God name? Anyway, they believe in their God. I believe in my God.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that I do know is whenever one of them come over, they make one of the best because they've already had that discipline over there. But what my real point is, I was so disappointed in the food of Islam because they were lax the days ago. Yes, he
anymore.
I sung for Minister Elijah Muhammad himself, okay? So I know.
Yeah.
I know how the nation, the food of Islam, I know how they think of the what I saw here in Detroit. Been touching none of what I've seen over the years. I sung one year, and Donny Hathaway played the piano for me at the Savior's Day. Lackadaisical. Tell them what that means, Brother Eddie. What's that number?
Brother Eddie, if you have yourself on mute.
Yeah, I'm on mute. I'm on mute. What was that word that you said, Ms. Kim?
Lackadaisical.
I'll get with you before the class is over and give you that number to that. But, yes, and who they looked up to, like the God that you say you have, Jesus, God, it was Far Muhammad. His name was Far Muhammad.
Okay.
This
but
is who
Allah is that Allah.
Huh?
Allah.
Oh, their God.
Yeah, Allah, yeah. Allah.
Yeah,
that's the God. But who they looked up to that the nation got the information from was Far Muhammad. So, and he was the one that taught Elijah Muhammad, who was originally named Elijah Pooh back in the day, in the 60s, when all this first came about.
Do you know that the first temple was here in Detroit. Temple
yes,
number one.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mars. The first Mars was right there, yes. So that's the first place that Elijah came to was there in Detroit before he came to Chicago. So, yeah, a lot of the history is right there. But, again, like you said, the fruit of Islam, the nation – yeah, even the stuff that I had to go through not being a quote-unquote member of the nation, and my father was, yeah, it was a lot of stuff that they did, and they were on point. And it's a lot of stuff that has changed since Elijah Muhammad's passing. Everybody else.
Lackadaisical, which would not have been allowed.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
But guess
mm-hmm.
what? That's where we are as a people.
Yeah, I can agree with that. That's for sure.
No purpose in the plan. No purpose in the plan.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And again, that's what we have to really put our finger on the pulse. And the pulse are the children that we're missing out on by not teaching them and offsetting the system that's miseducating them. We have to offset that with the truth. See? And that's, again, as you said, the two phrases, no weapon formed against us can prosper. And the fight is not that of flesh and blood, but of principalities. The principles that we're supposed to be standing on is the principles of truth.
If we do, it takes care of itself.
Mm-hmm.
If we do, it takes care of itself.
That's it. That's why they say the only thing we can truly rely on in God is the truth that we've been given. And that's why the truth will set you free. All we have to do is speak the truth. Regardless of who opposes it, the truth will come out in the end. So as long as we're on top of the truth that we're speaking, we ain't got to worry about nothing. Because, again, it's the principles that are embedded in truth anyway. So if we are all on the principalities and not worried about flesh and blood and do what we're supposed to do, because we all have an assignment. Some people call it a mission. Some people call it a job. For me, it's a spiritual assignment. And I enjoy mine. I love it. I'm having a ball. It's great. You know, and to speak, getting into the class somewhat, Mother AZ had mentioned about all this chaos that's happened. But again, family, we got to really pay attention to what we're saying, what's coming out of our mouth. Because when we constantly saying these things, regardless if they're going to change or not, they're not going to change for you. For the individual who's speaking, what's not going to happen. See? That's the same thing with this eclipse that just happened. It was all types of stories on the internet dealing with this eclipse. Gloom and doom. And others were good and joyous. What side did you listen to? What side did you absorb? What food for thought did you eat? And then started giving, there it is, hearsay, gossip, and rumors. We start giving back what resonated with you. And I, it's sad to say that most people resonate on the negative things because this is what you hear most of. You hear it on the news. So people regurgitate the negative, the negative, the negative. And guess what? You regurgitating, this is what you gonna get. You didn't do it, but you spoke it into existence, family. We speaking these things into existence.
Brother Eddie.
So, yes, ma'am.
The word says that we are to guard our eyes and ears.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And who's guarding their eyes and ears today? Watching YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, you know, so forth and so on, and all this social media nonsense. We're not guarding our eyes nor our ears. See?
No, we can. Government.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's all that power that we got that we really don't realize or we don't truly believe that we got the power that we have. Because we're so programmed into the system of what they have given us, and this is what we give back, what we've been programmed with.
That's
and again, yes, and again, this is why I wanted to talk about it, but it's over now. about the eclipse, but just giving pinpoints on the eclipse, because, again, you got the gloom and doom on one side. I ain't getting into that. That ain't me, because the numbers don't even apply to me, so I leave it alone, and so it's easy for me, very easy. But when I hear the stories and I start getting the numbers, and we got the numbers from the first eclipse, when we found out that the second eclipse would be 7 years from the first eclipse. So the basic number we're working on is 7. And then you notice that that eclipse that happened, what was that, in 2017, that eclipse had 7 states with the city named Salem in 2017. I'm not going to take the time because, again, I want you all to read what you find out about the name Salem or Jerusalem. Salem. And, again, you had 7 states with the city named Salem. In 2017, you had Oregon, Idaho, Wyoming, Nebraska, Missouri, Kentucky, and South Carolina. Then you turn around again. Jerusalem is biblical. Shorten the name up, you got Salem. This particular eclipse hits 7 states with cities named Nineveh. So again, in the Bible, it tells you about Nineveh and what happened to Nineveh and what Jonah predicted during the eclipse during that time, what would happen. So those 7 states with the name Nineveh is Virginia, Texas, Pennsylvania, Ohio, New York, Minnesota, and Indiana. The reason that I said that is using the 7 because, again, it was 7 years, and people started talking and mentioning the 7-year tribulation. Was that the 7-year tribulation that we went through? And remember, what we might be feeling and sensing might be bad, but a lot more people are going through worse things than any of us are. They don't have the resources, time, nor phones or computer devices to even listen to shows like this. See, so when we got time to do these type, we know our lives ain't as bad, and we already know. We know people personally who are going through worse things than we would ever go through. So, again, it's more of them than it is of us, just like those of us who are listening to these airwaves. It ain't a whole bunch of people. The more people I talk to about Blog Talk, the more people tell me they have no idea. First thing they say, is it a podcast? These are the things that they're used to. See, so we are the few that it talks about. Many are called and few are chosen. We are part of the few. Accept it. Just like understanding the words that we're saying that we don't truly believe that we speak it into existence. So, again, right quick with the eclipse. All this is telling me from the eclipse with these 7 states going both ways dealing with these eclipses and the 7 years between the eclipse. It's telling me find those words. That's why find the 7 that deals with the 7 that we're going through. But see, I'm looking at the goodness that we're getting ready to receive. It's called blessings. Blessings is 34, which is 7. But if you're on that gloom and doom, that's what you're going to get. For as a man thinketh, so is he. If your thoughts is there, that's what's happening. That's what you put. That's the energy. The energy starts with your thought, family, before it even comes out your mouth. So, again, what's happening with this eclipse is that from Mexico hitting Texas and going through 14 states until it hits Canada. I haven't heard too many people talk about, just like the hurricanes that we get that travel across the Atlantic, travel the same route as the slave ships that came here. We don't know that this eclipse, this second eclipse, that goes from Mexico, America, across America to Canada, is the same path that the Underground Railroad to freedom. This is what this eclipse is telling us, because then when we get into nature and understand one of the plagues of Egypt, the eighth plague, and we're in the eighth year, 2024, the eighth plague was locusts. Locust happens to be 32, which is 5. What's going to happen right now is we're going to have an influx of cicadas. Cicada is 23, which is 5. The cicadas don't represent a plague. They represent a renewal of freedom and liberation coming out of the ground. After 13 to 17 years being underground, they're going to come up and live before they mate and die. The cicadas are the loudest insects in the world. We're making a noise right now, family.
So this,
but
does
are
that
we making
to,
the right? Excuse me, what you say?
I'm sorry, Ms. Kim's lift every voice. So
yes.
Now, Ms. Kim, I'm not reducing your song down to an insect, but what I'm just saying in parallel, you're saying that the cicadas make, they're the loudest insect.
Insect,
well,
in the world, right.
Yeah. So
yeah, you
Ms.
Can parallel,
Kim's
you can
lift every voice is that, you know, lift it loud. You know,
that's it. I didn't even see that parallel, but that's a beautiful connection with Mrs. Kim, lift every voice, because that's the key. We have to, like I said, if an athlete or an entertainer don't give no money, it don't take nothing to lift your voice and speak the truth.
Yeah.
See? And like I said, they won't even do that. You have a select few, so don't let me say, like, all of them won't. But it gets me that when we see these entertainers who finally come out and start speaking truth, the majority, not all, it's because they are in some type of trouble. Somebody is on their behind. Kanye West, when he made the statement he made, he started getting bombarded.
Which one made so many statements?
Well, that's that. It take whichever one you want. See? Take what you want. See, when Kanye was quiet and wasn't saying nothing, he was all right. He was making his money. But as soon as he started speaking out about Jews, he started speaking out about the 13th Amendment. All the little things he started. We can go all the way back to Hurricane Katrina. What did he say that stood out? Do we remember?
Bush doesn't like black people.
That President Bush don't like black people. That was it, correct. That was it. See? So we have these entertainers and sports figures who say things, but it's once they're in trouble. You know, I don't know what Cat Williams, what black ball that he went through or this, that, and the other, but This is why he not came out. You look at Monique. When she came out against Oprah, she came out against Jeffrey Daniels. She came out against Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
She had been blackballed. She had been going,
yeah,
you know, but as long as they money coming in and you ain't met, they fine. But as soon as they open their mouth and they step on some toes, because truth is now being revealed, oh, you got to go. We got to make something happen. We got to mess with your life. We got, you know, and this is how a lot of people in those positions are stationed, to where, as the old saying goes, you sold your soul to the devil when you signed that contract, your signature for your soul. And your soul means that you can't speak anymore. You can't say anything that has real substance and meaning. But the cicadas, again, is a representation of freedom and liberation. That's where we're going. But again, it ain't everybody. Everybody ain't going to get there. And it's going to be hard for us to get there if we keep entertaining a lot of this garbage. We keep recycling a lot of the bull crap that has been thrown on the wall. The shit not already hit the fan. This is why we're talking about so much is going to happen. How long have we been saying that in our lifetime, family? It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse before it gets better. How many times have we said that? How many times have we heard that? Yes. How many times have we heard that in our life? And again, understanding that we're pushing these things to happen because it's coming out of our mouth. Ain't nobody making us say we not heard it. We start repeating it. We start looking at things around us, and again, we see the bad things or the negative things, and this is what we focus in and concentrate. We don't say, okay, that's there. I'm going to still look for the goodness around me wherever I am. Find it. It's there. It's there. God, the Most High, is here. Are we truly looking? Or is our attention truly diverted? So, again, it depends on you. If you are thinking these gloom and doom, this apocalyptic things are going, this Armageddon-type thing is getting ready to happen, because, again, family, we've been hearing this for the longest, at least I know I have, that we are in Revelations. I can truly say it now, after all the years I've been hearing it, that I could prove it by the numbers of what we're going through, and better yet, what we are all saying by the number, not by the word. We saying the same darn thing, family. But we got to take what's being presented to us, because, again, understanding the 7 years, the seven states both ways with the certain names that they have, is dealing with our new beginning. We keep saying we're in the beginning. This is the new beginning. The beginning and the end. The end, as we all know, a lot of us, not all, know that this end is this age called Pisces. And the beginning, this new beginning, is Aquarius that we're entering. This is the new beginning. This is why beginning is 34, 3 plus 4 is 7. Aquarius is 34, 3 plus 4 is 7. Did we see the new beginning and where it started? And Pisces was the end, the beginning and the end. Guess what? End, E-N-D, is 10. 1 plus 0 is 1. Pisces is 28. 2 plus 8 is 10 is 1. The beginning and the end. Wow, come on, family, did we see it? And we've been talking about Pisces, the end of Pisces, the age, and the beginning of Aquarius, and didn't know it was the beginning of the end. I told you all this stuff is hidden right in front of our face. In understanding the beginning and the end, we can go straight to the Bible. Because since we're talking about seven, Bible is 16, which is seven. In the beginning will be the first book called Genesis. The end, the last book called Revelations. And I need the family to do two things dealing with Revelations and Genesis, or Genesis and Revelations. And it's just two verses dealing with the beginning and the end. The first is Genesis 1:29. And you can read it in full. I'm paraphrasing on both of these. So Genesis 1:29, paraphrasing, is God saying, I have given you every fruit-bearing seed to have as food. Now, while we're talking about all these diets and all this other stuff, well, the Bible just told us what the Creator gave us was the fruit-bearing seeds. And they talk about, biblically, the forbidden fruit. Think today, family, in our day and age, what is the forbidden fruit? What is the forbidden fruit? Would you know, Sister Antoinette?
Knowledge.
Huh? No, that's not the forbidden fruit. That's the word that we're learning to give our history that he's taken from us. But the forbidden fruit that we should be concerned about would be seedless fruit, family.
Yes.
How long have we been talking about seedless fruit? Don't eat it. Seedless watermelon,
yes.
Seedless grapes, seedless oranges, seedless lemons. Don't eat it. That's the forbidden fruit. Because the fruit that we were given bare seeds, what are they deliberately doing? They're deliberately modifying the fruit to take the seeds out. What is Bill Gates doing? Buying up all the seeds and stockpiling them and storing them so that they won't be used to do what they do naturally to keep recreating and bearing more seeds with the fruit. See, they know, and they've been doing this. How long have we been talking about Bill Gates?
Not for a
collecting
long time.
All the seeds. Long time. How long have we been talking about Monsanto's? GMO and food.
Lord, that's a long time.
A long time, family. So they've been doing these things decades, not just years. But again, this is why
family.
We got to get back, because even understanding what the fruit-bearing seeds does for a man, it gives him his potency as far as sex. Why do we think that even young men in their 20s and 30s today are looking for Cialis and Viagra to use to get a hard on?
Well, also,
because the younger men,
sperm count is lower. Their sperm cell
because
count,
of the fruit, because
right.
of the fruit
yes.
that they've been eating. Just think, we grew up on fruits that have seeds. They've only started within the last 20 to 30 years taking the fruit out. So you saying all those people who are 20 to 30 years old didn't have the fruit with the seeds that we grew up on. They've been having genetically modified organism-type foods that they've been eating since they basically entered this world.
Yes.
It ain't too many of our children that ate the purest of the pure pork when I was eating pork and we was eating pork because that's what we were brought up on.
Yeah.
The vegetables and everything that we ate was pure back then. We didn't even hear no nonsense called organic this and organic that. When did this shit start?
No.
Organic. We had natural vegetables and fruit back then. It was all organic.
Yep.
But now they got to label it again, distractions, deception, making you think that since it's labeled organic, that it's actually organic. Spare me. It ain't nothing that they have on the label that they're truthful about in the first place with all these preservatives.
Right.
See? So, again, that's the forbidden fruit. And these are the things, even using those Bible verses to teach our children who don't even want to hear about the Bible. We pull them in with things like this, knowing with what they've eaten and what they're eating now, and letting them know what's the better fruit, man-made or God-made.
Family, may I be heard?
Yes, just a moment.
Yes.
Sister Paris, Brother Eddie was speaking.
Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt. I just had to tell you, I'll go back in my history, family, and Sister Antoinette, I know I sent it to you, but I'll send it to you again because I know you get 1,000 posts. But you look at your fruit. If it starts with the number 9, it's supposed to be organic. And 4 is genetically modified. If your fruit or whatever you get, 4, it means it's genetically modified. And if some additional information with that, so I will go back and research because I did post on Facebook and I did post it to you, Sister Antoinette. So I know if you get avocado that starts with the number 9, they're organically grown. And they taste different than the ones that start with a 4. And the 4 number, when you open that fruit up, it's no seeds in it at all. Even with the cucumbers are different. So pay attention.
Huh?
And I'll send that to you. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Ooh, well, thank you.
I don't eat.
But we have
thank
to let Brother Eddie was speaking. So we want to let him finish. And then
apologize.
We'll come back
thank
to you, Sister Paris. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to find
okay,
you. Thank
Brother
God.
Eddie. Thank you, Brother Eddie.
Yeah, I'm here. I put myself on mute, but again, that little interruption, that was great. I appreciate that, Mother AZ, because, me being the numbers man, I've never heard that little bit, and I'm going to look out for that 9 and 4 dealing with the organic and the modified different fruits with that label, because I've never seen paid attention or heard that. I've seen different numbers and the labels with the barcodes on the back, but I haven't paid attention to that. So that's some good information. I like that. But again, at the end of the day, getting that information, think about on the other side, Mother AZ, you use that a lot, on the other side. So again, is it real or is it Memorex? Are they telling us the truth, telling us 9 is this organic and 4 is this, a hybrid, this, that, or the other? They've lied for us for so long. How can we believe anything that these people are telling us? Anything.
Look,
like
all
we
of
said,
our lies,
we're
all
not,
of our parents' lies.
Right. If we aren't growing it ourselves, we're at anybody's disposition to tell us anything about the fruit or the foods we're eating. We didn't grow it. We didn't raise it as far as chickens and and fish and other things on a farm. We don't know what. They tell us it's wild, came from Alaska. We don't know. We taking their word at it because it's on the package. When they put labels
yeah.
on and put a 9 or a 4, we're taking their word for it that they said, shit, if they run out of organic and they need to make some money, you think they going to put the regular label on there, put this is organic too to get that price, get more money, more money, more money. We know the greed of this country, how greedy they are.
Yeah,
see?
Well, I mean, look, they make GMO children, don't they? Test tube
oh,
babies.
Oh, man. That, not only that, they half of these so-called Disney children that we've seen grow up were test tube babies.
Yeah. Yeah.
They basically created a lot of these entertainers that we're seeing today, you
yeah.
know, by genetic manipulation and modifying their genetic structures. So, yeah, it's a lot of stuff that we don't know that is coming out. Because remember, family, being in this age of Aquarius, being in the time of revelations, is everything has to be revealed. And we keep talking about things are being revealed. Everything is coming, things are being revealed. Remember, y'all, biblically, what's happening. Before Judgment Day, everything has to be revealed. Why do you think
yes.
things are being revealed so fast today? Because Judgment Day ain't that far, family. It ain't that far. See, I'm not saying when, what year, this, that, and the other, but no, the quicker things happen, the quicker things are revealed, the quicker judgment is coming. Because, again, before you are judged by whatever, you got to know what it is that you've been judged for. The revealing has come upon us. So, again, how much time do we have? Secondly, going to Revelations. We got Genesis 1:29. Now we're going to Revelations 22:2. Again, paraphrasing. I have given you every leaf to be used to heal. Why are we taking medicine? Why are we going to the doctors for all this side effect bull crap that we ingest, and knowing that when we do any research, every medicine that they have came from some type of leaf, herb, root, grass, some natural from the earth that they made it from. Why do you have to synthetically make it instead of giving us the real deal, the real herb or leaf that you have extracted to make a pill, to make some type of venom to shoot in us when it's natural right here in nature? So it leads me to believe that a lot of us are truly on the right track, because the family members, listening audience that hears what we're talking about are talking about the same thing. They're talking about seedless fruit. And I will be remiss if I didn't say this when dealing with seeds. And the family that's been here and knows me knows that I've been talking about this one for some time now. I've been telling the family, I'm in Illinois, I'm in Chicago, it's weed was legal, or weed is legal there. So what I did was start growing my own weed, family. I have seeds from 1977.
Wow.
That are still viable, and they grow. But I grow my own weed. And I've been saying for the longest, all this hybrid weed that they are now selling out of all these dispensaries in certain states of America that have now legalized marijuana is a hybrid.
It ain't right.
It isn't real. It's just like the fruit that we said a minute ago, the forbidden fruit. This weed that is being smoked is forbidden weed because it doesn't have seeds. They genetically breeded these weeds to be seedless. Why? And if they do have seeds, they will actually take out the few seeds that they find in there to make sure that we don't get the seeds and replant it and start our own garden. Just like it just said, I have given you every leaf to be used as, to be used to heal.
Well,
weed. Yes, ma'am.
As you spoke about the fruit and the leaf,
mm-hmm.
you said,
yes.
The herb-bearing seed is for your
mm-hmm.
meat. Now, when I first saw that, it said M-E-E-T. They
mm-hmm.
now changed it to M-E-A-T and the food. But the first time I saw it, it said, the herb-bearing seed is for your meat. And to me, that meant the herb, there's an herb-bearing seed to meet every need you got.
That's right. That is correct. That is, and that's beautiful that you notice how they played on words with the spelling. Meet, meet. A meeting that you meet somebody and meat that you eat.
And that means that, since it doesn't say meet this or meet that, that means to meet whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, indeedy. So I'm glad you went and got that passage and read more clarity because, like I said, I was paraphrasing this. And, again, these are the things that, family, you go, take the time out to go research and read those little things like that. See, because that's who we are right now, dealing with this holy book called the Bible. This is Bible study, Wednesday night Bible study. And we're fellowshipping over this party line that we're talking on.
To God be the glory.
Yes, it is.
I need to make an announcement, y'all. Excuse me.
Go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
Okay, folks, we have 10 minutes left in this live broadcast. In order to continue to be with us, you have to call in, and then you can ask your question or comment. You can make to Brother Eddie and to, you know, the class in general. Brother Eddie, you want to give your contact info?
Yes, and before I do that, this phone number you can call is 515-605-9343. That's 515-605-9343. My contact information is eharris12764@gmail.com. That's eharris12764 at gmail.com. Okay, Sister Antoinette.
Okay.
Mention Dry Bones Sunday.
Okay,
historic records prove the secret intensification of the biological weapons race in America make the Soviet...
Okay.
What? Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't know what happened there. Okay, Dry Bones on Sunday at 10:30 a.m. And... don't forget Brother Ray at 3 p.m. Sunday for the drum call. And we're drumming to Miss Kim's Lift Every Voice because we're, you know, we got to get these demons, these devils back, you know, let them go back where they belong, back in the pits of hell. So we want to make sure that, you know, we take care of that. Okay, now, Ms. Kim, are you doing, you have anything coming up?
Well, I tell you what, it's been on my heart about Dota Stewart, who's the Tuskegee Airman, Red Tail, Angel, that was in the Top Gun competition in Las Vegas in 1949. They won the competition, but they took the trophy away from them. They gave the number one spot to somebody else, but they won it. And they gave it back to them about 2-3 years ago. But Dota Stewart and Dota Harvey are the only two that are left. I can't remember where Dota Harvey is, but Dota Stewart is in Detroit. And
it's
I wanted to...
in Delaware also, Miss Kim.
But I'm talking about the Top Gun. But we're honoring all of them. Excuse me. We're honoring all of them, but what I'm saying is this particular situation is where Tuskegee Airmen were represented in the competition that was taken away from them, and they won it. And I'm saying, Dota Stewart is in Detroit. I live in Detroit. And I'm saying there's a big sports band here, store here. I'm going to go to them. I'd appreciate if somebody would help me with something. I'll just say it to them. Called Top Gun. It's a big store. Dota Stewart is here. He's over 100 years old. And I want to say Detroit needs to give him some honor.
Yes. Wow.
I'm talking about Detroit. But if y'all see Detroit doing what those folks say, common sense, I would tell y'all need to do it too.
Yes.
So that's one thing that I'm working on it because I don't want to jump out there and do it the wrong way. So that's why I'm saying if anybody has any suggestions, I would appreciate it. I'm not saying I'm going to do it, but it might help. Oh, and thank God, because we have not announced that the Tuskegee Airmen got their commemorative day. Have we announced that?
Yes. I'm sorry, I forgot, Miss Kim.
Well, I did too, what I'm saying now. So the fourth Thursday and every March will be Tuskegee Airmen Red Tail Angel commemorative day. So, and that's the other thing. I'll be working on this to make it international because they didn't just do it for America. England, France, Italy. You know what I'm saying? The world.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
God bless you all. It's been very nice. You should be passing the plate.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
To God be the glory.
Yes. Yes, yes.
The truth will make you free. Because if you find the truth, ain't nothing nobody else can tell you. What is there other than the truth?
Yes, indeedy. And right quick, getting back to the eclipse, very small note is that hopefully, family, y'all paid attention to nature. You weren't out there trying to look up at the eclipse, but paying attention to nature. If you notice the animals, the birds, even your pets started acting off, odd.
Yeah.
Because they sense what was happening. It was a definite silence during that time. And like I said, most people never saw the eclipse but they didn't pay attention to in areas it got or it looked cloudy. It looked like an overcast. It got dark that way, you know. But it was nothing that the majority of the world could even see if you weren't in that direct path of the eclipse. And dealing with the word to let us know how deep the word is, and in everything we do, say, and touch. For instance, we have to start paying attention to what we wear. We've been saying you have to watch what you're wearing that comes from overseas, Taiwan, Korea, Japan, China, things that aren't made here. But you got to be careful, too, because there's certain things made in this country that are made with messed up material, bad material, be it polyester or a half blend of cotton, wool, and something else that you don't know. But as we know, everything has a frequency and vibration. Your clothes that you wear, that you put on, have a particular frequency. So pay attention to the material. You want cotton, linen, wool, things of this sort, because they give and they breathe, just like we breathe. It breathes. So it gives and sends off a particular energy. Polyester isn't real. Plastic and other material, which means it interferes, it blocks with the information that we're receiving. Not only that, the clothes you wear basically have brand names. Other clothes you wear has designs or even words on the front and back of the garment sometime, being your shirt, your jacket, and things of this sort. All of these things have a particular energy along with the color of whatever you're wearing, the material, the colors that you wear. This is why you still have the red and the blues dealing with the Crips and the Bloods. Colors. These colors have deeper meaning than what these little street gangs are dealing with. So when you put on things, make sure you know what you're putting on. The fabric, the brand, the wording, and the color. And most of all, family, we've been talking about this on in these classes that we have, your name, oh, that is so important. Your name that has more energy and power than everything that I just mentioned, dealing with clothes, color, brand names, and what's written on the clothes. Your name has more power because you don't wear the same clothes every day, or you might wear the same thing 2 days in a row, but then you switch off and wear something else. Your name is with you 24/7. Energy. And I've been telling the family for the longest, learn the number of your name to see where it leads you to the other words that has the same number. Those other words with the same number are attributes to the number of your name. They show you all the power and everything your name by number possesses. So that's very important, too, with the things that's coming out of our mouth.
Agatha.
Because we don't pay. What was that, Ms. Kim?
Agatha.
Agatha, okay?
She wants to know the numbers to it. That's to the name Agatha.
Okay. Again, everybody, and Ms. Kim, you do it a lot. It would be great if you had the correct spelling because, again, I got notes and everything in front of me that I'm going with and trying to stay on point. And Agatha, I don't even know anybody personally with the name Agatha to even
yes,
throw that around in my head.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
A-G-A-T-H-A.
Hello, Ms. Kim. Antoinette was talking, and I missed that. Say that again.
A-G-A-T-H-A.
Okay. So that's... That's 22. That's a four.
A four, God.
That brings you back to God.
Amen. Glory be to God.
That brings you back to God.
That is fitting.
That's it. God be the glory. That's it, Ms. Kim.
Before you all leave, I don't want to forget, and I've been listening to the man, the brother that's got his own network, it's Black Star something. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Black Star
no.
something.
Uh-huh. Okay, let me try and think of it before y'all go. I'll get it, but
oh,
that's
Brother
where we
Rich?
Need
to... His name is Brother Rich?
No,
okay.
No, yeah, and you know, everybody knows him. He's the one. If you look at the one in the media that's doing the most.
Ms. Kim?
Yes.
Okay, I'm still... forgive me for that. I'm still figuring it out, making sure I had it right, because I always go over words 10, 20, 30 times when I get the first word that I haven't used. So let me give you the right number, because I just went over it again. Agatha actually comes up to 23, which is that five. I got five on it. So
oh,
Agatha is 23, not 22. It's 23. So, and you know five comes to Jesus Christ.
Okay,
Jesus
all
Christ
right.
comes to five. That's why God is four. God is four. You get to four. You got to have four before you get to five. You got to have God before you get to Christ.
Well,
see? So that's it. Both numbers, four and five, is cool. So, but Agatha is 23, which is that five. So, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ms. Kim, are you going to tell them who Agatha is?
Me.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering, Antoinette, we're talking about, I know Agatha. I'm like, I don't know no Agatha. I know Miss Kim. I don't know Agatha.
Yes, you do.
Okay, so now I know her name is also Agatha. Okay, I got it. Okay, I got it. You're right. I know Agatha. But Miss Kim, you in a great line because, again, Agatha 23 is who you be talking to mostly. Myself, I'm 23, which is 5. Antoinette is 41, which is 5. And Kwame is 14, which is 5.
Big
so
big.
You in good company. You in
big
real
big
good
big
company
big
with
big
that.
Big God be the glory, because I'm going to tell you this here. People don't understand. The word says, don't even deal with people that are talking foolish.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more of that now than anything.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
That's for sure. That's for sure. I have a question I want to pose quick to the family. Well, not a question. It's a statement that I want to share with the family that will shed light on several things. Have you ever thought about why do you moan and or groan when you are in pain or sick?
Does it hurt?
Even if you moan and groan and you groaning and moaning in silence, why do you think you moan and groan? You said, who is that to say because you hurt?
I did.
Okay. Which is good. That's definitely part of it. But what we don't truly understand is when you moan, you groan, you hum, and even crying, you are bringing in a frequency and vibration. Your body is trying to find its frequency in order to heal you and help heal you. Yes. This is why we go through, you know, people even rock while they moaning and groaning.
Yeah.
You know, because you're moving all of this toxic out of your system. But your body will find its right frequency, and you will hold on to a certain sound of a moan and a groan while your body is healing and cleansing and repairing itself. This is what the ancients did, Africa and the native Indians here, where the medicine man and shaman would get rattles and chant over a sick person's body along with the herbs that they have mixed in order to use as medicine. But they would use sound and frequency. This is why we moan and groan. The body's trying to find its correct sound and frequency and vibration in order to help heal you. Next time you're sick or you're in distress or pain or what, when you start moaning and groaning or you think of this, think of the healing power that your body and try to hear that sound that your body's trying to tell you while you're moaning and groaning. We just don't pay attention to the sounds we make because sometimes we're in too much pain or we're too sick, but we're still moaning and groaning because the body knows what it needs, even if we don't. Because when we don't, what do? We go to the doctor and let some practicing quack practice on us when we can do what better for us than he or she being a doctor can do. Because at the end of the day, they always question you how you feel. Did you feel any better?
But let me put this out there. Let me put this out there. Now, there's times where you have to go, even if you don't want to. I would take my last chance when I was in the hospital. You know, it wasn't my choice because I had passed out. I mean, I'm just saying, not to discredit what you're saying, Brother Eddie, just that.
I understand that because, again, I have issues being a diabetic, and I have to go to the doctor at least 3 times a year, at least. We ain't talking about other times that I have to go for x-rays, blood work, this, that, and the other. But to go see the doctor at least 3 times a week because I'm a diabetic. So, again, the same thing I'm saying as far as the medicines. It's certain medicines that I've been on. You know, not to discredit the doctors, I've been on for 24 years, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm getting better because I'm winging myself off of it. By me going to the gym, by me working out, by me doing more meditating, by me eating better. Because, again, I can't lie, I don't eat the best that I should. Like, I know we all don't, but I can only account for myself. It's stuff that I know I still shouldn't eat. But again, we want to enjoy our lives to the best that we can. But again, being disciplined in what you're doing and how you do it is basically what counts. So again, I wouldn't tell nobody not to go to the doctor. I'm just saying that a doctor is practicing on you like you practice on yourself, like Big Mama practiced on you when you were a child and giving you that castor oil. You know, we was all grew up back then on castor oil. You take a spoonful of sugar to help the medicine go down because that was some terrible tasting stuff. But we remember. And we didn't go or have to go to the doctor as much as we go today. When we were taking those home remedies that Big Mama and Grandmama was giving us, you know, it kept us healthy. You know, it was very seldom as children that we went to the doctor. You know, we're not going to get into, we knew during that time, black and white, this, that, and the other. We didn't get the proper care, which we still not getting today, than our counterparts did. You know, I can go through some personal things that I learned when I went back to school to be a substance abuse counselor and found out about the medical profession and what they allow when treating patients, which it really got me to see that they put the truth in those books like that to show the disparity in health care that we were getting. And they put it directly in front of us to let us know. You know, I was like, I was outdone, you know. But again, this is what we have to do. Again, I was talking about the solutions. We all have solutions. Even if you don't know how to use the solution you have, it takes time. We have to think about it. We have to put the work so that we can see what's right in front of us that we already know that we can use to help someone. Because, again, I want to share with you what you can take tonight and you can use later on tonight. You can use tomorrow. You can use the next day. And like I always reiterate with the numbers, it will help you see what you could never see. I can't even see what you will be able to see with the numbers at hands that are for you. Everybody has a certain group of numbers, a birthday, your name, interests, what's important to you. All these things have numbers. Once you see, you'll see that all of these numbers have been right there in front of you all the time and you didn't see it because you didn't put a number to everything, not something, everything. And when you do that, you'll start to see patterns of numbers that you didn't see. And that's what we're seeing now. People are seeing patterns of numbers. They're seeing the same sequence of numbers in certain patterns.
Yeah, I'm
those
seeing
numbers
all
have
over
words.
The place.
Yeah.
Yes.
Those numbers have words. We have to find all the words conceivably possible that we can find, but all we got to do is use the words that we use on a daily basis. We ain't got to try to find all the words because the other words that we're not familiar with those numbers will start to come to us. That's how the patterns of numbers work. That's how the words work with the numbers showing the patterns. But again, it's just like I love it because this was given to me and I'm doing it every day, but that's, again, I'm not saying that you have to do this every day. That's my job to do it every day. This is why I give you words and numbers that you didn't know. Ms. Kim asked me a word. Give you the number where you ain't got to do the work that I've done. The same thing I'm talking about when other people give you information and you can rely on that person. It's just like with me. I went over and over that word Agatha until I made sure I had it right because I don't want to give you something that I know is wrong. I'm going to correct myself. And this is when you see how people are, if they're authentic, if they are not pushing ego, slip dipping and ego tripping. They can't be wrong. They can't know. We're all human, as it says, and that's the key. We're human beings. If we put that first, we'll stop putting race and color before humanity, human beings, that we all are. See, we put everything else into it. We want to be Republicans and Democrats. We want to be Christians and Muslims and Jews. We title ourselves everything before what we are. human beings. And when we understand that, even by that book that we read called the Bible, we understand that human beings come to 41, which is 5. Who do we look up with that same number? Jesus Christ. 59, 5 plus 9, 14, 1 plus 4 is 5. Human beings reflect Jesus Christ. Do you or don't you? It's, hey, that's on you. I'm just giving you 5 because I got 5 on it. But that's it. When we stop being everything that we don't supposed to be before being what we truly are, we ain't going to get it because they're going to use that number to keep us divided. It's no coincidence that divided is 32, the 5. That's why divided we fall. We've been falling for a long time because we're falling for the okey-doke. We're falling for the bull, not knowing that this eclipse with that 7 years going back across America is a reprogram. Reprogram is 34, which is 7, 3 plus 4. We're being reprogrammed. And a lot of us truly don't know it, don't see it, and especially don't believe it. We're repeating what sounds good, but we ain't putting no work effort into what we're saying. We're playing with each other and playing with ourselves. It's time to get serious, family. It's time to truly get serious, especially this year. This year is the 8. Sirius is 35, which is 8. It's time to get serious.
Yeah.
We're in that time. So,
Brother
like I
Eddie,
said,
I have a song to play.
Play it.
If
let's
you
do
don't
it.
Mind. Earlier, you were speaking about Bill Gates. And the seeds and things. So I have a song for Bill Gates.
Okay.
Okay, did I get it? I did have it. Now what happened? Okay, why can't I get it to play?
I don't know. The machines are sentimental.
They do what they want to do sometimes.
They do exactly what they want to do. And family, like I said, chime in with your solutions. Like I said, I'm not the only one on this end that has thoughts and then work with the thoughts because again, I've been, as far as myself, you know, can't speak for anybody else, I've been doing this now for over 8 years, you know, my part. And my part is to give as much as I can with these numbers to help wake us up and stay woke. Stop dozing off at the wheel. Stop getting inebriated and you can't think right. You got other spirits invading your body because you have indulged in alcohol. So,
if you have a question or comment, if you raise your hand, I'll be happy to open your lines.
So, I was looking for Brother Jeff tonight. He might not be on the line because he wanted to chime in. Okay, so he might not be on tonight, but he had told me he wanted to come on and share some information, so I thought he was going to be out there. And after 10 o'clock, I knew he wasn't there anyway. So, but anyway,
Eddie,
family, like I said, yes.
Did you get the definition for the word lackadaisical?
Oh, that's what you was asking for that number, too. Lackadaisical, okay.
Okay, while he's looking that up, I got it now.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Support Papa Duck. Add this to your playlist.
The
they can do anything they want to us. We might not be back. I might be in jail. I might be anywhere. But when I leave, you can remember I said with the last words on my lips that I am a revolutionary.
Lady, I'm your knight in shining armor and our love. You have made me what I am. You have made me what I am.
What's her name? Her name Freedom. 400 years, I'm still waiting to meet her. 40 acres in the mule. The government so full of shit, and black folk they so content, still voting for the president. Gave you the Bible, say read it. You shoulda knew then. Ain't no white man gon' jump off no cross and come say your black ass. I'm sorry, bro. Ain't trying to come between your religion, but God gave you common sense for a reason. I pay attention. Planned Parenthood wanna stop us from reproducing, but they don't wanna stop the police for up and shooting. The food that we eat, the government know it's cancerous. Doctors get paid to put your ass on dialysis. Mama sick right now, I know you heard. But don't give her them pills, my nigga, give her them herbs. Chinese buying up land in Africa and Jamaica. Acting like you sleep, my nigga, y'all better wake up. And Bill Gates, don't worry, cause we gon' get you too. Catch you at an interview, hit your ass with that woot de woo. I'm Haitian, so won't need no vaccination. I just call on the gods and we can settle the odds. Only thing they gon' do is just turn against one another. Conspiracy and Rico, some shit that they don't wanna speak on. Niggas going to prison for fucking with them PPP loans. My dog at the crib, he happy, he got his stimulus. Saying to myself, this all y'all think a nigga worth. Get that shot in your arm, y'all must be crazy. From the same motherfuckers round here kidnapping babies. Emasculating men, it quickly became a trend. Now they wearing tight pants, my nigga shit, I'm just saying. Artificial, go study what's humanism. Black folks showing up dead with their organs missing. You might not like it, but Trump and Joe Biden work for the same people, so please don't get excited. And Bill Gates, don't worry, cause we gon' get you too. Catch you at an interview, hit your ass with that woot de woo. I'm Haitian, so won't need no vaccination. I just call on the gods and we can settle the odds.
Okay, that was Papa Duck, and the title of the song is Bill Gates. And I thought that was fitting for everything that we were talking about today
and
in this clip. Yes, ma'am.
You are awesome, baby. You are awesome. God bless you.
Thank you, Miss Kim, but I think you're awesome.
No, I'm telling my
thank you
words.
Very much.
What, where in the world did you find this from?
I've had it on here for a long time. And every once in a while I'll play it, but tonight it just seemed really fitting.
It was perfect. It was perfect. That's moving with the rhythm, baby.
Yes, ma'am. I need your help with that.
Thank you, darling.
And Miss Kim, let the day
be cold. I said, thank for letting the people know who it was. I don't remember who you said, but.
It was Papa Duck.
Papa Duck. Okay, that's what I thought you said.
Yeah.
And Miss Kim, lackadaisical is 36, which is a 9. So that fits the scheme. You can you can look at it in different ways, but that 9 reflects what we've been talking about with the, some of the biblical names that we've been using. Again, Jesus is 27, which is a 9, and lackadaisical is 36, which is a 9. So what source are people using to get their information, or is it their imagination that they're using? So again, you're able to tie words together or connect the dots by the numbers, and you could see the words, they will come to you. You know, it's like a Rolodex that you spin to find something. The Rolodex is in your brain. It spins by itself. And it stops on the words that are applicable to what you are talking about. And you're able to use them at will to create, because we're creators, to create whatever we're talking about that makes sense. And again, with you're just being the vessel that the words are coming through. This is why you can sit back and just, you can voice it all out. Because, again, you can see what others can't by the numbers of the word. And, again, when you are with the Creator, when you're with the Christ, you start to see more than you would ever imagine. And things come to you that didn't come to you before. But, again, it's as they say, practice is the key, because practice is 32, the 5. That's what makes it perfect, practice. Perfection is God. See, and that's why God is your protection. That's the perfection.
You know God about that. So God with the glory, you know God about that.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, you know, that's the babies crying, and that's Big Mama's humming. Because Big Mama did a lot of humming back in the day when she shuffled across the floor.
Yes, she did.
Oh, yeah. Rocking
and humming, yes.
Humming, that's again, that's that frequency that Big Mama knew. Big Mama was in tune with that frequency, see? So that's key. That's, again, the first.
Where are the Big Mamas now?
You got a couple of them here and there, but you don't have the Big Mamas that you had when we were coming up. You know, the Big Mamas today is 30s and 40s. I'm sorry, 40s and 50s. You know, they ain't Big Mamas that was in their 60s and 70s and had all of that mother wit. All that wisdom from experience, you know, a lot of these young women today, and well, I don't even need to get into that. We already know. But that's again, we have to teach them about Big Mama that they never seen. A lot of young people never saw a Big Mama, didn't have a Big Mama. You know, they came to be, or whenever they thought about going to see Granny or Big Mama, Big Mama had passed away. Big Mama was gone, and all they got was stories, you know, never got to experience it firsthand. So that's why we have to carry that torch now and keep Big Mama alive, because Big Mama still lives inside of us. So that's what we have to teach the children that will never, like I said, they will never experience the foods that we experienced, you know, the best of the best foods back in the day before they were tampered with and experimented on. Our children will never know that taste. They will never know real meat like we had real meat. They got all this processed meat now, all this meat that, and another thing too, when I was talking about the animals, if you have pets, watch your pets and play with your pets with the food that you eat. You go get things, especially people who dine on McDonald's, Burger King, Popeyes, White Castle, so forth and so on. See if your animals will eat that meat or whatever it is. If an animal ain't eating it, why are we? See, your animals will tell you something. Your animals will tell you it's not for consumption, but we eating it like 40 going north, thinking this is the best thing on butter, on bread, is this butter, you know, and that's what they're doing. They getting us what we really thinking, and it's not us per se. Like I said, it's our children. Yeah. It's the children who don't know the real taste of beef. They don't know that burger that they eating from whatever place. I don't want to put nobody out there because we not talked about these different fast food restaurants enough.
All of the fast food restaurants.
You know,
all of them.
Thank you. All of them. So, again, they think that this is real hamburger. As the old lady used to say, where's the beef? Because this ain't real. This is why we eating impossible Whoppers now and everything else. It's been impossible for years because it haven't been real. It's not real. You can taste it when you bite down, and they try to hide it with all of the condiments and everything else, but then a lot of it is your imagination. We thinking that this is a burger. And our children are thinking this is how ground beef really tastes. When they have real ground beef, they can't stomach it. They like, what is this? That's real meat. What you've been eating ain't real.
Right.
But their
Brother
taste buds,
Eddie,
yes.
We want to tell people where they can get real meat from. You know, go to your farmer's market, get it from the Amish, grow your own, go to the butchers. You know, we don't want to just leave it out there that it's all doom and gloom. There is places where you can get real meat.
Thank you for that, because I didn't think to go the opposite way. I'm just giving the information on stuff that we are eating and things like this. But again, even if you didn't go to the butchers and go there and you went to your supermarkets and stuff, home-cooked meals are better than anything that could be store-bought and anything that you get at these restaurants. When you put your love, your work, your energy in what you're making with love, the food even tastes different, see? And the majority of these people that you're going to restaurants, they ain't in love with you, let alone in love with their job. Half of them don't want to be there and they're cooking.
That's right.
And they upset and they over your food and they cooking your food with all this evil intent.
Yes.
Because of whatever they're going through at home, what they're going through with their employer, what they're going through because they ain't getting paid what they feel that they deserve to be paid for the job that they're doing. So they have all of these different negative frequencies and vibrations going in this food that you're consuming. We don't think that that really matters, but it does. Just like I said,
it does.
With the piece
of
clothes you make or you clothes you wear, along with your name, along with whatever brand name these clothes that you're putting on your body, all this stuff matters. And again, they're feeding like vampires off of our energy because we're so distracted. We're not talking about these little intricate parts that we can take back and take control over by the words that come out of our mouth, by the way that we respond and we react and we interact with each other. We don't even have that anymore. Did we ever think about we are being buried right here on earth, the walking dead? When you die and you're buried, how many feet do they bury you?
Six feet.
Why do you think we above ground and they telling you to stand 6 feet of separation, y'all? The same damn 6 feet that they put you under with, you ain't even under and you still walking dead because they separated you 6 feet from your brother and your sister.
Do we think about these things? I have a foolish question, and it's foolish because I'm claiming that it's foolish, but Maybe it's not. I don't know if that's making any sense. I'm just going around in a circle. But with their clothing, with cotton and everything else, you know, that's clothing, even things like cups or anything that's made, everything is made from nature. It's just that it's been tampered with. Now, everything that is, or was living at one time. So does it still have feelings? You know, like the clothing, you know, they always say, well, clothing that, you know, as good as it breathes. You've heard that, right?
Correct.
So does our clothes still have feelings?
Not the feelings that we have, but again, the feeling of frequency and vibration. The clothes feel frequency and vibration. It sends out frequency and vibration. It doesn't feel like we just discuss pain and being sick. It doesn't feel pain, but it feels frequency, sound, vibration, energy, vibrates on all of these things. That's why color has a frequency. Color isn't alive, but it has a frequency. And it feels different sensations from the frequency. It feels light. It feels the darkness. It feels cold. It feels warm. And it gives off these particular vibrations when these different substances like color hits it. When the light of the sun hits it, it reacts a certain way. When the moonlight and darkness hits it, it reacts a certain way. When it feels the cold of the weather, it reacts a certain way. The heat from the sun, it reacts a certain way. The fabric reacts just like we react certain ways to certain stimuli. To the light, we react a certain way. To the darkness, we react. To the heat, we react. To the coldness, we react. Everything has a frequency and vibration. So no, in retrospect, that was not a dumb question or a silly question. It was actually a good question. See?
Okay, that's something I've just been curious about for
yeah,
a while.
It's just like,
and I finally got up the nerve to ask the question.
Yeah, but you know, it's just like when people die, you know, they don't feel like we feel anymore, but they don't stop. Their frequency and vibration don't stop. That energy does not stop. It just transitions. It changes. Same thing we're going through when we talk about the change we're going through and the transition and transformation that we're going through. That's because of the times that we're in, and do we recognize and see the signs and symbols that are put right in front of us? Because they're all around us, but do we see them? See? So that's what's happening right now in this university of learning that we're still going through. We're going through a lot. That's why all of us, in my opinion, and this is an opinion, all of us are better students than we are teachers.
Yeah.
Because being that student means we're still learning useful information of truth. More and more that we learn, we find out what was true and what was lied to us about in the program that we were taught. It was all programming. And now the reprogramming has started. And again, that was due to this second eclipse that went across America. That was restarting the reprogramming for us to be rebooted. We're going through a reboot. The program is being deprogrammed in order to be reprogrammed. A Parliament lyric, y'all. I can't take credit for that in the way that I said it, but that's Parliament. That's Parliament. Again, we love to funk you, Funkenstein. Your thought is the best. Your thought.
Yes.
Take my mind and give me the mind to think with the rest. Hit me with the one. Everything is on the one. Hit me with the one and then,
yes,
if you like, hit me again. We love to Funkenstein. We love to think. A Stein, we love to think. See? Oh, I love Parliament so much because their lyrics were biblical and they used biblical sayings in it. We heard things like, swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Yeah.
When Gable's horns blow, you better be ready to go. Gable's horns been blowing ever since Trump was put in our face. Trumpet, Trump is part of Gable's horns blowing, but did we hear it? Or were we being distracted by the words and the definitions of the words of racism being put in our face? No. It was the numbers behind the words that we were supposed to be connecting the dots to see who was saying what and what was being said. And we still got caught up on somebody else's nonsense about who's doing what and what. No, they all playing a game, and we are the monkey in the middle that they keep throwing a banana over our head just out of reach. See, but that game is on its last leg. It's on its last leg. So, again, family, we are truly the ones we've been waiting on. It's up to us to fix us. And one of my main questions is, have you, that's each individual that hears my voice, have you taken the time out to ask yourself, what is my gift? What is my purpose? What am I here for?
I've been asking that for a long time.
Don't stop until you get that answer, because, again, ask and you shall get. Seek and you shall find. Ask. Q&A. You're going to get the answer once you ask the question. You got a question in order to get the answer. But don't stop until you get it. If you don't get it until the day you die, you know that you were searching for your purpose. But a key to me that I learned years ago, that if you don't know your purpose, get with somebody who knows their purpose. And your purpose will be revealed to you by being around someone with that type of energy. Like they say, it will rub off. You will find your purpose around someone who has purpose. You definitely won't find purpose around someone who ain't got no purpose. So these are the things, again, the small things that we can do to help ourselves until we come together collectively. So whenever you're called to come together, your piece is already formulated. You got yours straight. It's together. So when you come together and put your piece with all the other pieces, you can really see, and those around you can see the picture much, much better as the pieces are coming together. So, again, family, we are who and what we've been waiting for, but we can't take an old mindset into a new era. We can't take the old mindset into the promised land. That wasn't promised. To take the old mindset that a lot of us are still holding and clinging on to, into this new paradise that we're entering. And we are entering it. But are we being held back because we're holding on to all the crazy and insanity that we see around us? Remember the old saying, and I think it was by Stevie Wonder, a lyric, we're in it, but we're not of it. We're not of this nonsense, but we're definitely in it. We're in this system. We're in this earth, Mother Earth. We're in it.
Yes,
but we're not of it.
That, right. Yes, the scriptures tells us that. Yes.
Okay. So that's what
not
we got
to
be
a
about.
Part of this world. We're in the world, but we're not a part of the world. Yes.
Yes. See? So this is the hell here on earth that we were born in, but we're not of it. We're not of it. There's some who are, but we ain't got time who's in it, and they're going to deal with it. They're going to get theirs. As they say, they just deserve. It's not about flesh and blood. We ain't got to worry about beating nobody butt. It's coming. All we got to do is beat their butt with our tongues. Give them a tongue lashing.
Yes.
By using the words that the Creator, the Most High, God, Christ has put in your heart. And just let it out. Lift every voice. It's the 144,000 who sings a song that most of us don't recognize. And we want to be a part of the 104,000. We can't recognize the song that they're singing. This is why we got to lift that voice up and shout to the top of your lungs if you have to and make it be known. But again, once it comes out your mouth, it's in the ether, it's in the air, it's in the sky. It's actually in the universe because it's all one. I said, and it's been said for so long, it's all connected. We got to find out what wave that's been given to you directly to see how it's all connected, to see how we're all connected. But again, it takes time and effort, work and discipline And we got to be serious. We can't this lackadaisical. Thank you, Ms. Kim, for lackadaisical. We can't be all lax, laid back, and thinking it's going to fall in our laps. Nothing happens like that. If you want it to happen, you got to make it happen. We got to do our part. We got to do our part. So with that, Sister Antoinette, if you don't have anything else to add, any questions, concerns, or statements, and nobody else on the line has anything to chime in that they want to say, we will continue this class next week if Blog Talk allows us to come back and do it. And if Sister Antoinette is feeling good by next week, we'll come back and we'll do this again. And yes.
If I may.
Yes, yes, you may.
I have heard several times in the last few days about how much money we as a people spend.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I heard it, it was $1.6 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
We don't make nothing. We don't produce nothing.
Correct.
We got nothing coming back in.
Mm-hmm.
$1.6 trillion going out.
That's a shame to know that we spend this much money recycling it in the system, and we can't figure out how to do this in our own communities, how to put the money back in, how it should touch hands in our community at least 10 times before it leaves our community. It does that in every other community but ours. But again, see, we weren't taught how to use money as a tool the way other cultures were. So it's a lot of things that we can blame that we didn't learn, but we can't use that today because there's too many of us.
Excuse me. But can you imagine if 10% of that was held back?
Mm-hmm.
10%. What would that be?
Yeah, we talking billions. 10% of that. You talking billions. 10% of 1.6 trillion. You still talking billions if you talking 10% of that.
We held back percent. They feel that.
That's basically, again, when we talk about the Nation of Islam and other little organizations, and even though that was a religious organization, we talk about anybody who is talking the things that you're talking with the money that the blacks in America alone.
Roland Martin.
What about that little punk? What about that?
That's the Black Star Network thing.
Roland Martin is one of the people you definitely don't want to even listen to. When you said you don't want to hear and see and speak, no. Roland Martin is part of the system big time. I know that bastard from Chicago. Please, oh, no. It's certain people I know personally. When I hear their name, it irks me. It truly irks me. See, because he's a gatekeeper to keep black people in the condition that they're in. See, that's a bastard that I don't even want to hear about. I know him personally, like I said, from Chicago. When I did my first book, and this, I don't even want to go there. It's not even necessary. But he's one of the people we don't even need to listen to. I don't care what he says and what he's trying to say. He ain't good for black people at all. At all.
That's
no.
That's the first time I've ever heard that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Ron Martin, that little pig meat. No. Mm-mm. See, it's things that people in Chicago where I was could have did for our people years ago. Ron Martin being one, Jesse Jackson being another. You know, I mean, you have people who, I mean, a broke clock is right twice a day. In a 24-hour time, you get the right time with a broke clock. So even though people seem to be doing good, Al Sharpton is another one. I met a lot of his people in NAN, National Action Network. And he puts people in position to, again, keep them at bay and to make sure any idea that is great is shot down. Bastards, all of them. All of them. See, and I'm not going to go through the litany of people in Chicago who is in the black space as leaders. See, because why are we in the condition and these bastards was here when King was here and we ain't got no father? Why are we still mentioning their names? Please. A lot of them turned their back on King when he started mentioning the war in Vietnam. Because you out of your place, Negro, you supposed to be talking about God and Jesus. And you over here talking about the war. You finna mess with our money. Please. And these bastards, see, I'm finna go on a rant and I don't need to go because it ain't even necessary. It's part of history. That's another thing, too. We hear a person, and we like them, and we won't even go researching and see who they are, what they are, where they started from, and how they got their start, and basically money trail, who's backing them, who put the money behind them. When you start seeing Bill Gates, when you start seeing Rothschild, when you start seeing J.P. Morgan, and all these same people that we've been talking about come up behind these people that's backing them, we'll slow down. We'll slow down. Like I said, how can we be in a worse condition now than we were when King was alive? We're talking over 50 years ago. See, you got a whole bunch of black people that look like us, that ain't for us. Their job is to keep us down, to keep us. But like I said, when I found out about these contracts that most of these athletes signed, most of these entertainers sign, and the clergy. I ain't going to get him a pass, damn it. I found out from a minister behind me when I was in Chicago, and he was my neighbor behind me in the alley behind me, and he told me what they had to do when they signed that piece of paper after they got out of school. The seminary that I call a cemetery school. Because they preaching from the dead. And he told me what they had to follow that is not right and not correct. It blew me away. Blew me away. And we following these people in churches. I said, that building is not a church. You and I are the church. Why are we even going to a building? So you need to stop the madness. Anyway, I'm not going to go there. Because, again, I have an assignment that I got to stay and stick with, again, because when I start getting these negative impulses and thoughts about people who have did our people wrong and are still doing them wrong and getting paid for it, and we still run to them to come to things, to show up, show their faces in places, stop it, Al Sharpton. Stop it, Jesse Jackson. Farrakhan don't go to these places, but again, he was paid off a long time ago before we even did the Million Man March. That's another story. I know personal stuff about all these bastards that have been paid.
Like it is.
Huh?
That's why the fruit of Islam is like it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They they had a lot of infighting right after Elijah passed, dealing with Farrakhan and Wallace D. Muhammad, Elijah's son. You know, it's a whole bunch of stuff that I know that was going down during the 80s when they was trying to rebuild after Elijah. So, like I said, no, they put on a good front. They put on a damn good front, but that's it, you know, because, like I said, it's a lot of things, and again, I don't like to air out our dirty laundry as our people online, on air, you know. I'd rather get behind closed doors and get them the tongue lashing that they need right there, you know. We don't need to embarrass anybody, and like I said, the majority of this stuff anyway is now, it's old news. And again, a lot of people are hanging on things from yesterday and yesteryear when they talk about the Muslims and they talk about things like that. No, it's stuff now. Again, Farrakhan showed his true colors when he backtracked with Barack. When he came out, when Barack was first elected and said, Allah chose one among us, Barack Obama bullshit. Then he come back the second term and he reneges on that. Come on, bro. If Allah, if the Creator chose him, how he gonna make a mistake? So who's making the mistake? Who worded off and said the wrong thing? Then when Farrakhan went and jumped into Scientology by L. Ron Hubbard and started preaching Scientology. Whoa, bro. Whoa, wait a minute. No. You know, so it's a whole bunch of stuff that, again, money to a lot of people talk. And that's what a lot of people want, money. Money, 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 you know. But, again, those principles, principalities that they're supposed to be with, especially being men of the cloth, ooh, they got a lot of answering to do. They're going to get their butt spanked harder than anybody else. See, that's the book says that. You know, all these wretched creatures out here who are getting caught now because, again, the revealing is happening. They can't stop it. They can't stop the revealing no matter what they do. So a whole bunch of this stuff that they've been doing, it's been in the dark, it's going to come to light. You know, it's like people going around still thinking Barack Obama was the best thing to peanut butter and jelly. But just like Barack Obama, they got him covered for the next 75 years that all of his documents and paperwork can't be released for 75 years. He'll be dead. He will be dead in 75 years. And most of us will, too. So all of the stuff that we know that we're talking about, if we don't teach it to our children, it's going to die with us. This is why
I said he didn't do anything for us anyway.
No, right, right. But that's why we need to teach this to our children because they are under the wrong conception or preception, you know, of what history is lying to them about. Because, again, it's all about lying again and programming their little minds to hear the things they want them and push their agenda. You know, but like I said, we have to offset that just like they're offsetting what we instilled in our children, what was instilled in us. I'm still tripping on how people forgot. We've been talking about this for years, and people are telling me now about Vladimir Putin opening the vaults in Russia and showing the people that Jesus and Mary was black. Duh. We've been talking about this for over 10 years. Why is this like new and people are tripping on it? Because he not showed it like what we said wasn't true. The white man ISIS called it.
But they didn't teach that in America. Remember the white folks here?
No, we were teaching each other. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
For over 10 years, we've been talking about this. We ain't talking about what America is the only country that doesn't do this. In Rome, they do it. The Vatican has all this stuff in their basements and cellars with black portraits. And Poland, they do it. Russia, I just said, they did it. England does it. All these other cultures show the truth, even in their museums. We're the only country that don't do that. See, this is why America fought so hard to keep slavery going.
That they did it to promote slavery.
They, again, this is why America fought tooth and nail against everybody, because Britain was coming out of slavery. That was the first war that we had, the American Revolutionary War. Most people don't think. Let's get it point blank. It was over black people. That's what the war was about.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the Civil War was over black people again.
Yeah, yeah.
See, these people did not want their slaves to go. They fought England because of that. England taxed America. What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Stamp Act of 65 was England taxing America because America would not relinquish slavery. That's what it was all about, point blank. All this other shit that they give us, sugarcoating everything. Let's keep it direct. That's what it was about. The Civil War was about the same thing, about the South and the North fighting about slavery.
Mm-hmm.
North wanted to free them, South wanted to keep them, the Confederate. No, you ain't taking our slaves. We'll fight y'all ass for our slaves. In the Stamp Act, this is why that amendment came up, that blacks was three-fifths of a man, of human, because they didn't want to pay taxes on the slaves. That this is why it was all about anyway, the slaves. They didn't want to pay taxes on them, because Britain said, y'all better cut this shit out. It wasn't a British coming. When they tell us the story about, what's his name, Paul Revere, all in history books, the British are coming. They were Britons. They was from Britain. All of them was coming from Britain when they came and migrated over here. They was hollering, the red coats is coming, blood. The blood, the red coats are coming. See? History is all wrong. And we repeat this shit, and we repeat it till we believe it. You ask anybody about
that's what they wanted.
Paul Revere,
they wanted
they
it to be repeated.
Said the British are coming, huh? What was that?
They wanted it to be repeated, and that's the reason why they're saying, because it's our history, you know, even the part of having us being slaves, and they're using the excuse now that they don't want they don't want it in the schools. Well, they don't want it in the schools because they don't want to face what their generation, previous generations have done.
Yeah, it's not that they don't want their children to know it. See, because their children are more compassionate than they are, so they don't want to show and teach their children all the nasty filth that they did, their forefathers, grandfathers, all these people did, because their children. It will damage their children. See? Because their children are so damaged already dealing with this technology. And then you put something like that on them, they wouldn't know what to do. They wouldn't know what to do. So that's why they came up with this critical race theory garbage and took critical thinking out the game. We were taught critical thinking, how to think critically. Why is that not being taught? Why you got to put a theoretical subject in it where it's a critical race theory? It's theoretical. It's not proven to be true. But you pushing this nonsense, and people are accepting it. Just like they accept Einstein to be so great, and he gave you his theory of relativity. Theory, damn it, not the truth. And we running around here like a theory is the truth and giving this man all these kudos. Stop the madness, people. Stop the madness. Ain't none of this shit been proved. But he's great. He's a genius. Shit, I got theories. Let me get my theory, damn it. I'm great. Shit. We all great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but no. See, it's the programming. And again, that's what they don't want. This they don't want us to speak like this and talk about these people that they've put up in high statures. gave all this honor to, like we supposed to honor them because they honor them, just like they want to sell the Mona Lisa for millions or how many dollars they want. That's just a regular picture. They don't praise me. That ain't shit. Who made her this picture that was done so damn important or so damn valuable? Who put that price tag on her? And who accepts this to purchase something for the price they put on it? Just like a pair of damn gym shoes for our community, $400 shoes.
Yeah.
For some child to be killed over because somebody wants their shoes because they can't afford them. You know, that's the crazy stuff. But that's the thing that we're not discussing with our children because half of the time, the majority of these children ain't got jobs. How they getting money? If the parents